it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper, thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha bamboo sheets now at caraloha.com. That's CARILOHA.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper, thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha bamboo sheets now at caraloha.com. That's CARILOHA.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
When Michael's mother died, one of the unexpected things that happened in the days that followed was that the old house came up in conversation again. The family had gathered after the funeral, and like most families in that situation, they spent hours talking about the past. Stories surfaced that hadn't been told in years. Some were funny, some were embarrassing. Others reminded everyone how much time had passed since they had all lived under the same roof. Somewhere along the way, somebody mentioned the house, and the entire mood of the conversation shifted. Nobody became frightened or emotional. Instead, there was a kind of collective understanding around the table. Everyone knew exactly which house was being discussed, and everyone knew what came with it. The house sat near the edge of town and had belonged to the family for nearly 30 years. Michael had spent almost his entire childhood there. It wasn't the oldest house in the neighborhood, and it didn't have any dark history attached to it that anyone knew about. There were no stories about murders, suicides, or tragic accidents. To an outsider, it looked like a completely ordinary family home. The only unusual thing about it was the number of strange experiences attached to it. Over the years, every member of the family seemed to accumulate their own collection of stories. None of them were dramatic enough to become defining moments at the time. Most were the kind of things people dismissed and moved on from. Looking back, however, the sheer number of incidents became difficult to ignore. One sibling remembered hearing footsteps in the upstairs hallway after everyone had gone to bed. Another remembered hearing someone call their name from another room when nobody else was home. A brother recalled waking repeatedly to the sound of kitchen cabinets opening and closing in the middle of the night. None of these stories had ever seemed important enough to discuss when they happened. That was part of what struck Michael during the conversation after the funeral. For the first time, the family was comparing experiences. Incidents that each person had quietly carried for years were suddenly being placed side by side, and the picture that emerged was much stranger than anyone realized growing up. Their mother had always been the most interesting part of those stories. Unlike her children, she rarely seemed surprised by anything that happened in the house. That didn't mean she ignored it. In fact, Michael suspected she noticed far more than she ever admitted. She simply refused to give it power. When strange things occurred, she treated them like bad weather. You acknowledged them, adjusted if necessary, and continued with your day. Michael remembered asking her about the activity once when he was a teenager. Something had awakened him in the middle of the night and left him too unsettled to go back to sleep. He eventually wandered downstairs where his mother found him sitting in the kitchen, drinking a glass of water. When he told her what had happened, she listened quietly before giving him advice that didn't make much sense at the time. She told him that if something wanted attention, the worst thing he could do was give it any. Then she changed the subject and never brought it up again. At the funeral gathering, someone eventually mentioned that their mother probably experienced more activity than anyone else in the family. That observation led to another realization. Much of what the children knew about the house came from comparing stories years later. Their mother had never participated in those conversations. She was gone now, taking whatever experiences she had with her. The discussion continued for nearly an hour before Michael's older brother Liam brought up something he had never told their mother. The story immediately caught everyone's attention because Liam wasn't someone who normally talked about paranormal experiences. In fact, he had spent most of his adult life dismissing them, yet he still remembered every detail of this particular incident. It happened during his senior year of high school while he was studying for final exams. One night, he stayed up much later than usual and eventually decided to go downstairs for something to drink. The house was quiet by then. Everyone had gone to bed hours earlier. As he entered the kitchen, he noticed somebody standing at the sink. The sight barely registered. The figure had its back toward him and appeared to be washing dishes. Liam automatically assumed it was their mother. There was nothing unusual about seeing her in the kitchen late at night. She was often the last person awake and constantly seemed to be cleaning something. Without giving it another thought, he walked to the refrigerator, grabbed what he wanted, and spent a few seconds pouring himself a glass. So then he turned around. The kitchen was empty. At first, he assumed she had simply left while his back was turned. The entire thing lasted only a few seconds and didn't strike him as particularly strange. He rinsed out his glass and headed back upstairs. The experience might have ended there if not for what happened next. As Liam reached the top of the staircase, he heard a door open, their mother's bedroom door. She stepped into the hallway, still wearing the clothes she had gone to work in earlier that day. For a moment, Liam simply stood there. The realization hit him almost immediately. The woman he had seen downstairs couldn't have been his mother. There wasn't enough time for her to leave the kitchen, come upstairs, enter her bedroom, and somehow change into different clothes. Without saying anything, he ran back downstairs and checked the kitchen. Nobody was there. The first floor was empty. Liam never found an explanation for what happened that night. What surprised Michael wasn't the story itself, and it was the reaction around the table. Nobody laughed. Nobody suggested that Liam had imagined it. Instead, several family members exchanged uncomfortable glances. It was obvious they were thinking about their own experiences. The room had become very quiet, and Michael had the distinct feeling that everyone was remembering things they hadn't thought about in years. Then his sister Angela said something that changed the direction of the conversation entirely. She admitted that she had seen someone in the house too, not once, several times, and she had always assumed it was their mother. Angela's admission changed the conversation immediately. Until that point, everyone had been sharing the kinds of experiences that had become attached to the house over the years. Strange sounds in the middle of the night, voices that seemed to come from empty rooms. Moments that felt odd at the time but were easy enough to dismiss afterward. Liam's story about the woman at the sink had been different because it was so specific. He had walked into the kitchen, seen someone he assumed was their mother, turned away for a few seconds, and found the room empty when he looked back. What caught everyone's attention wasn't just the story itself, it was how familiar it sounded. Angela admitted that she had spent years assuming she occasionally saw their mother moving through the house late at night. She wasn't talking about full conversations or detailed encounters. Most of the time, it was nothing more than a quick glimpse. During high school, she often stayed up reading long after everyone else had gone to bed. Every now and then, she would glance up and notice someone at the far end of the upstairs hallway or near the staircase. The sighting would last only a second or two before the person moved out of view. She always assumed it was their mother making one last trip through the house before going to bed herself. There was never any reason to question it. What made the memory stick with her was something that happened years later. After moving away to college, she returned home for a visit and casually mentioned how often she remembered seeing their mother awake late at night. The comment seemed harmless. Instead of agreeing, however, their mother looked confused. She explained that she rarely went upstairs once everyone else had gone to bed. Most nights, she stayed downstairs until she was ready to turn in for the night herself. The conversation lasted less than a minute. Neither of them argued about it. Neither treated it as some major revelation. Still, Angela remembered leaving with an uncomfortable feeling she couldn't quite explain. For the first time, she realized she had never actually looked closely at the person she thought she was seeing. She had simply assumed it was her mother because that was the most logical explanation. As the conversation continued, similar memories began surfacing around the table. Michael found himself remembering things he hadn't thought about in decades. Growing up in a large family, there was always somebody moving around the house, somebody coming home late, somebody getting a drink from the kitchen, somebody doing homework, watching television, or talking on the phone. Looking back, he realized how often everyone made assumptions. If you heard movement downstairs, you assumed one of your siblings was awake. If you heard somebody walking through the hallway, you figured a family member was heading to the bathroom. Nobody stopped to investigate because there was never a reason to. That was part of what made the house so difficult to think about. Very few experiences seemed important when they happened. Most became strange only years later. Angela eventually brought up the incident she still considered the most unsettling. It happened during the summer before she left for college. The house was unusually busy at the time. Relatives were visiting frequently. Preparations for her move seemed to consume every weekend. And the entire family was adjusting to the idea that one of the children was leaving home for the first time. One evening, she spent several hours upstairs sorting through boxes and deciding what she planned to take with her. Sometime around 11 o'clock, she went downstairs for a soda. The kitchen looked exactly as she expected. Several grocery bags sat on the counter. A loaf of bread, a carton of milk, and other items appeared to be waiting to be put away. A purse rested on one of the chairs, and a handwritten shopping list sat beside the sink. Angela assumed her mother had gone shopping and simply hadn't finished unpacking everything yet. The sight barely registered. She grabbed a soda, headed back upstairs, and continued packing. A short time later, she returned to the kitchen. Everything was gone. The grocery bags, the food, the purse, even the shopping list. At first, she assumed her mother had finished putting everything away. Then she opened the refrigerator and realized the groceries weren't inside. The items she remembered seeing on the counter hadn't been put away at all. They simply weren't there. Confused, she went looking for her mother and eventually found her sitting in the living room, reading a magazine. The more they talked, the stranger the situation became. Their mother hadn't been shopping. She hadn't left the house all evening. In fact, she had been sitting in the living room for nearly an hour. Even after all those years, Angela still remembered exactly how that realization felt. Not frightening, just wrong. Like she had somehow walked into the middle of something she wasn't supposed to see. When she finished the story, nobody rushed to explain it. The disagreement didn't surprise him. The family had never agreed on what was happening in the house. Some believed there was probably a logical explanation for everything. Others weren't so sure. What struck him was how many stories were being shared for the first time? As the afternoon went on, more memories surfaced. A brother remembered hearing someone moving around downstairs when nobody else was awake. A sister recalled hearing her name called from another room while she was home alone. Another remembered repeatedly waking to sounds coming from the kitchen. None of the stories were dramatic enough to become family legends on their own. Together, however, they painted a picture of a house that had always felt just slightly off. The strangest part was realizing how little they had talked about any of it while growing up. Everyone had assumed their experience was isolated. Everyone had assumed somebody else had a reasonable explanation. And because of that, Years passed before anyone compared notes. Eventually, the conversation began slowing down. Coffee cups sat empty. People checked their watches. The day had been long, and everyone still had drives ahead of them. Then Liam remembered something. It wasn't a story about a family member. It was about a friend. And according to Liam, it was the only time he ever saw somebody refuse to spend another night in the house. The story Liam remembered involved a friend from high school who spent the night at the house during their senior year. Overnight guests weren't unusual. With six kids in the family, there always seemed to be friends coming and going, sleeping on couches, staying in spare rooms, and showing up for weekend activities. What made this visit memorable was that the friend left the next morning visibly unsettled and never agreed to spend another night there again. The evening itself was completely ordinary. Liam and his friend stayed up late watching movies before eventually heading to bed sometime after midnight. Because another room was occupied, the friend ended up sleeping on the couch in the family room while everyone else went upstairs. Nothing unusual happened while they were awake. The house was quiet, and by all appearances, it was no different than any other night. The next morning, however, the friend seemed exhausted. When Liam asked what was wrong, he hesitated before finally asking who had been walking around downstairs during the night. The question caught Liam off guard because everyone in the family had been asleep. The friend explained that he had repeatedly awakened to the sound of someone moving through the first floor of the house. At first, he assumed it was one of Michael's parents checking locks, cleaning up, or taking care of something before bed. The activity didn't seem strange. In fact, it felt completely normal. The problem was that it continued for hours. What stayed with him wasn't any specific sighting. He never described seeing a face or getting a good look at anyone. Instead, he remembered catching brief glimpses of movement whenever he opened his eyes. Figure passing a doorway, someone moving from one room into another. The sort of thing most people would immediately dismiss in a busy family home. Eventually, curiosity got the better of him, and he sat up expecting to finally see who was awake. The house appeared completely still. Assuming he had imagined it, the friend eventually lay back down and drifted off again. Sometime before dawn, he woke once more and happened to be facing the dining room entrance. As he watched, a figure crossed the opening and disappeared from sight. The movement was calm and completely ordinary. It wasn't rushing. It wasn't lurking. It simply looked like somebody walking through the house. The friend sat up and waited for the person to emerge from the next room. Nobody did. The experience bothered him enough that he mentioned it over breakfast. Michael's mother listened politely but didn't seem surprised. She didn't ask many questions and didn't spend much time discussing it. Instead, she redirected the conversation and moved on. At the time, nobody thought much about her reaction. Looking back, several members of the family found it interesting that she never seemed shocked by stories that would have frightened most people. For years afterward, the family joked about the incident. The friend remained perfectly willing to visit the house during the day. He stopped by countless times, attended birthday parties, watched football games, and spent entire afternoons hanging around with Liam and his brothers. The only thing he refused to do was spend another night there. Whenever the subject came up, he would laugh, make an excuse, and head home before dark. By the time Liam finished the story, the mood around the table had changed. Nobody was trying to convince anyone that the house had been haunted. Nobody was comparing theories or searching for explanations. The conversation had gradually become something much simpler. Brothers and sisters who hadn't lived together in decades were sharing memories they had mostly kept to themselves. Some stories sounded strange, others sounded almost insignificant, yet hearing them collected together created an impression that none of them could ignore. Michael found himself thinking about how little they had discussed these experiences while growing up. At the time, each incident felt isolated. If something unusual happened, you either dismissed it or forgot about it. Life moved on. School, jobs, relationships, and eventually, families of their own replaced concerns about strange sounds in an old house. Only now, sitting together after their mother's funeral, were they hearing the full collection of stories. What struck him most was how many of them involved assumptions. Someone heard movement and assumed it was a sibling. Someone caught a glimpse of a figure and assumed it was a parent. Someone heard a voice and assumed another family member was calling from another room. In nearly every case, the experience only became strange later when they realized their explanation didn't fit the circumstances as well as they thought. The afternoon eventually came to an end. Empty coffee cups were pushed aside. People gathered coats and exchanged hugs. Long drives and early flights meant nobody could stay much longer. One by one, Michael's siblings left until he found himself sitting alone in the parking lot, wondering when they would all be together again. Before leaving town, he decided to make one final stop. The old house had belonged to another family for years. He hadn't seen it in a very long time, but the drive there felt automatic. The neighborhood looked smaller than he remembered. Trees that once seemed enormous now appeared ordinary. Even the house itself looked different. New paint covered the exterior, landscaping had changed, and a different vehicle sat in the driveway. Yet standing across the street, Michael still recognized it immediately. For several minutes, he simply sat there remembering. He remembered crowded holidays and summer evenings. He remembered arguments with siblings, late-night conversations, and all the ordinary moments that make up a childhood. Mixed among those memories were the strange ones, the footsteps, the voices, the experiences everyone had spent the afternoon discussing. To anyone passing by, it looked like the kind of place where ordinary families built ordinary lives. Maybe that was why the stories had stayed with him all these years. It existed in small moments that were easy to overlook and even easier to explain away. Yet decades later, after hearing story after story from people he trusted, Michael found himself more convinced than ever that something had shared that house with them. Not because he had proof, not because anyone had solved the mystery, simply because too many people remembered too many things. As he finally pulled away and headed toward the highway, Michael realized that his mother had probably understood something the rest of them spent years chasing. Not every mystery ends with an answer. Sometimes all that remains are the stories people carry with them. And for the first time, he wondered how many stories his mother had taken with her when she died.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create five-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha Bamboo Sheets now at caraloha.com. That's caraloha.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.